Hi, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm an author, a podcaster, and an impassioned mental health advocate. Most recently, I wrote the book, I Do, I Think, Conversations About Modern Marriage. I started working on this project following a broken engagement that rocked my personal relationship toward marriage. The destabilizing experience of having my fiancé walk out on me made me start to question why we bothered to get married at all, now that it is no longer societally or financially necessary. As someone who had previously put a high value on marriage, sometimes too high of a value, I was curious to figure out if the risk of getting married is worth the benefits in today's society. All of this sparked what became a years-long investigation into how modern marriage has changed in the last few decades and how modern couples can create unions that are unique to their own needs and personal histories. I turned to sociologists, therapists, financial advisors, divorce lawyers, and real-life couples for their insight. I also got engaged again and married myself during the writing process, which was interesting to say the least. While I discovered many things throughout my journey, here are my five favorite takeaways. Number one, modern marriage is classist. While marriage used to be one of the first steps in adulthood, now many Americans are waiting longer to get married. This shift has led to a feeling that people need to be financially stable before they are marriage material. The problem with this mindset is that the current economy prevents many people from ever feeling like they're in a stable enough financial situation to get hitched. This means wealthier people are more likely to get married nowadays than lower-income couples, which then creates an even bigger divide because those wealthier couples then get all the societal and financial benefits that come from being married. We are trapped in a bit of a vicious cycle that can only be broken by taking a step back and realizing you don't need to build a certain level of wealth before you're marriageable. In fact, being married can actually make it easier for you to achieve that goal than to try to do it on your own. Number two, don't wait for a crisis to go to couples therapy. I'll admit that couples therapy has a bad rap. But that's just the stigma talking. Couples therapy doesn't mean your relationship is doomed. Instead, it implies that you care enough about each other to put in the work. One of the biggest mistakes couples make is waiting too long to get professional help. To combat this bad habit, I think modern couples should engage in premarital counseling whenever possible to make sure they've covered all the big topics like finances, domestic labor, children, and future goals before tying the knot. The only caveat is that couples therapy isn't covered by insurance, so it is often prohibitively expensive. But if you have the money to utilize this resource, it can save you from a lot of stress and potentially a divorce in the future. Number three, we need to change the way we talk about divorce. Framing divorce as a failure isn't helping anyone, and it's also not accurate. Divorce exists for a reason, and having the option to peacefully end a marriage not only protects spouses, it also allows them to grow and change. A marriage doesn't have to last until death for it to be additive and valuable. And the more couples enter marriage without the harmful mindset of, we have to make it work no matter what, the less terrifying it is to get married in the first place. Plus, being more open to the possibility of divorce might also help people realize and embrace the usefulness of prenups and postnups, which are a great way to mitigate the risk of legally binding yourself to another person. Number four, there is no right amount of time to date before you get married. One of my biggest takeaways from my research is how much people's personal history and current context shape the way they show up in relationships. This means that there isn't going to be a magic formula for when you know someone well enough to tie the knot. So instead of looking to the amount of time spent together, I encourage daters to look at how that time together was spent. Have you been through hardship as a couple? Do you know how your partner behaves in a crisis? Life and relationship experience are also a factor. Older couples might not need to date for as long as younger ones because they have a better idea of what they are looking for and how to navigate partnership. It is easy to judge other couples based on how long or short it takes them to get married, but everyone's path to the altar or to the courthouse is different, and that is perfectly okay. Number 5, you don't have to get married anymore if you don't want to. I'll be honest, the history of marriage isn't a pretty one. This institution that we've all grown up around has its roots deeply tied to the patriarchy. And marriage really only became something other than a glorified business deal in the last 70 or so years. To this day, heterosexual marriage can have a gendering effect on couples, and men tend to get more benefits out of it than women. It is completely understandable if this isn't something you want to opt into, especially now that people can have full lives, including cohabitation and children, without being social pariahs for not getting a marriage license first. So now that marriage is no longer a necessity but a choice, it falls to the individual to figure out if they actually want to get married, and if so, why? What will marriage bring to your relationship that simply being life partners won't? I can't answer that question for you, but I can suggest that you take the time to figure it out before you say I do, or I don't. After conducting my marriage investigation, I have a better understanding of how impactful this institution really is. Not just our own marriage, but the marriages of the people around us. This dyadic relationship shapes society's makeup, whether we like it or not. But since it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon, we might as well be more thoughtful about the direction modern marriage will take, both in our own lives and how we conceptualize it on a broader scale. We can finally create the marriages we want instead of trying to fit ourselves into a pre-existing version that doesn't suit us. Thank you so much for listening.